Okay, let's talk specifically about what is about to take place within your body. What can you expect to happen and in what manner? But before I go into that, I want to ask you to be very mature about what you're about to hear. Don't let it embarrass you, because it's childish and juvenile to snicker and giggle about something as beautiful and as wonderful as the body which God gave us. It's just nothing to laugh at or to get embarrassed over. So I'm going to talk to you, whether you're in a group or whether you're alone or whether you're with one other person. I'm going to talk to you as though you were already grown up. I just refuse to treat you like a baby, and I'm going to use some terms which adults use, because you'll soon be one yourself. And if you're in a group, I hope each of you will show a very grown-up attitude towards what you're about to hear, because it's a grown-up subject, and I'm sharing grown-up information with you. The most important change that you will soon notice is that your body will begin to prepare itself for parenthood. Now, I didn't say that you're about to become a parent. That should be years away. But your body is about to equip itself with the ability to produce a child. That's one of the major changes that occurs in puberty. Incidentally, puberty is this period of change that I was talking about. Now, let's talk first about what will happen to a boy's body, and then we'll talk about girls. To start with, boys will grow very rapidly, faster than ever before in your entire life. And your muscles will become much more like a man's muscles than those of a little boy. And you'll get much stronger than you were. And you should be quicker and better coordinated. See, this is why a junior high boy is a much better athlete, usually, than a fifth or sixth grade boy. And why a high school boy is a better athlete than a junior high boy. There's a rapid change that takes place in his overall body size, his strength, and his coordination during this time. Secondly, the hair on your body will begin to look more like the hair of a man. You'll notice the beginnings of a beard on your face, and you'll have to start shaving it every now and then. Hair will also grow under your arms for the first time, and also in what we call the pubic region, or what you may have called a private area around your sex organs. And speaking of the sex organs, they themselves will become larger and more like an adult's. You see, these are evidences that the little boy is leaving forever, and in his place will come a man capable of working and taking care of his wife and family, and capable of becoming a father. See, it's a fantastic thing. It reminds me in some ways of a caterpillar which spins a cocoon around itself and stays for a while and then comes out as a totally different creature, a butterfly. Now, the changes in man are not that dramatic, but it's a similar idea. There's a rapid change that occurs just around the corner for most of you. And the frightening thing to some kids is that these changes begin to occur very suddenly, almost overnight. Boom! The pituitary begins kicking everybody into action. It's barking its orders right and left, and your whole body is racing around inside trying to carry out these orders.